Ladies and gentlemen, good day. This is Alan Weiss, and the way I see it, from Howling Dogs International. Yes, I think that's it, Howling Dogs International. Today, an episode of the Dog Star, bone of contention. The Dog Star is a symbol of power, will, and steadfastness of purpose, and exemplifies the one who has succeeded in bridging the lower and higher consciousness. That's the astrological definition. You'll find more about this on my website, where we have an ongoing irregular series. We've just come home from Nantucket and brought treats to Kofax, our German Shepherd, and Buddy Beagle. Treats come from a special place in Nantucket called Cold Paws, and it's an annual pilgrimage we make to buy the dogs treats. Now, I have to tell you, in this store, Cold Paws, the proprietress wears latex gloves, the kind you see in hospitals or among detectives on television, to touch the dog treats. Nothing touches human hands. And they're wrapped individually, and they're sniffed, almost like, say, a 42 Latour Rothschild, to make sure that they're fresh. This place does not kid around. And so when we get home, and in this case, it was about 12:40 in the morning, having driven home from the ferry, the dogs immediately saw the bag, smelled the bag, and pursued their dog treats. Now, this morning, an interesting thing happened, as often happens, and that is, I give Kofax, who's 85 pounds, a larger piece of these delicate and exotic treats, and Buddy Beagle a smaller part. And so what happens is this. Buddy Beagle, who has a much smaller mouth and his teeth are closer together, grinds these things up like a buzzsaw. Kofax, who's much larger, has to keep throwing the treat into the back of his throat to get them onto his molars, onto his grinding teeth. His fangs do no good here, except for catching prey, and we'll get to that later. In any case, since Buddy finishes much faster than Kofax, Buddy rushes over to Kofax to try to get the crumbs that fall out of Kofax's mouth as he's both throwing the treat to the back of his throat and also grinding them up. And Buddy's very successful since he neatly fits under Kofax. So I have to guard Kofax and his treats. Now picture this. I am guarding an 85-pound German Shepherd with 16 confirmed kills in six species that we know of from a 30-pound Beagle. The irony of that. And I was thinking about that in terms of power. Now, a brief digression. Last winter, and unfortunately I was away and missed this, in a fit of bad timing, Buddy came into the kitchen from the backyard where my wife had let the two dogs out and plunked something hard down on the floor, and my wife assumed that he had brought in a dead branch. And when she bent down to throw it away, to get rid of it, and examine it closely, she found it was a frozen squirrel. One of Kofax's kills that had frozen out there. Kofax does not eat the things he chases and hunts down. And Buddy had picked it up, apparently the next day, and decided he would bring it in and take credit for it. My wife picked it up and went out into the yard with both dogs trailing her. Now, my wife is 5 feet tall, holding this foot-long frozen squirrel, and she figures the best thing to do with this, so it doesn't recur with Buddy bringing it into the house, is to throw it over the fence into the woods which we own. And so as she rears back, and picture one of these overhand automatic baseball throwing machines, that's sort of her form, as she reels back to toss this at 5 feet, Kofax simply walks around behind her and grabs the frozen squirrel out of her hand over her shoulder, as in one of those old Statue of Liberty plays that they still occasionally run in football, one of the most dramatic plays you'll ever see, and bounds away with it a few feet, at which point my wife picks it up again, runs to the fence, tries to throw it over, and Kofax grabs it again. And he thinks this is the greatest game in the world. After a while, my wife decides she's not going to get anywhere this way. Kofax loses interest, and Buddy, of course, picks up the squirrel again and heads inside. Now, I'm sorry I missed this little ballet, but such is life. I tell you this because dogs are interesting. I mean, they're very specialized in what they do. But here's Kofax, who can kill prey, hunted down, the only dog we've ever had who can catch squirrels, but can't quite fully defend his treat from Buddy. Now, thinking about this, of course, Kofax could simply kill Buddy. In fact, every time they play and Kofax pretends Buddy's a squirrel and puts his entire head in his mouth, we all just choke up for an instant. But Kofax never shakes his head and Buddy always escapes. That's because Kofax was brought up in a litter of pups and learned the puppy bite and how to play as a puppy. But we all know, including Buddy, that if Kofax wanted to, he could cream him. Kofax has the power. Kofax has the ability. And that's sufficient. And when Buddy has to back off, or when Kofax just signifies he ought to back off, Buddy does. and so would I. And that, to me, is the essence of power. You see, whether it's discretionary time, wealth, money, position, influence, the ability to use the language, however you want to define the power base, simply knowing it's there is sufficient. You don't always have to exercise it. You just have to let people know it's there. It's hard to miss with an 85-pound shepherd, but it's easier to miss with some of us. You have to let people know what assets you have, what power you have. Not maliciously, but just to show them what you're worth. I'm Alan Weiss, and that is the way that I and Koufax and Buddy, believe me, all see it. You know, it's okay to share your treats, but you don't want anybody stealing them, right?